inspires you? That's my question today. Who inspires you? And why do they inspire you? I put down a few names. You could do anything. I quite like Ernest Shackleton, the South Pole explorer, and who did amazing feats of endurance. But I like him because actually he was interested in his in saving the men that he was with. He wasn't really interested in necessarily the conquest of the pole and all the fame. He was interested in the group of people that he was looking after. And he, you know, when they were trying to get to safety, at one point everyone was exhausted, and he said, "Okay, you can have half an hour's rest." And so they all instantly fell asleep except him, who then woke them up and said, "You've had half an hour, let's go." Because he knew that if he let them sleep, they would die. And so that inspires me. I put a bit more of a local connection. Joe Norman. We've been doing the Marine Lake Enthusiasts. That's what Marlins means. And the Tides Festival is a bigger expression of that. And, you know, Joe Norman is the guy who's running it. He took it over from a guy called Arthur Knott. And you have to say, why is Joe passionate about the Marine Lake? I mean, he used to do a bit of canoeing, but he's not in there. He's doing it for others. And actually, his passion for others means that we now have a fantastic, you know, million-pound restoration of the Marine Lake, which I personally am enjoying, as I swam in it on Friday and thought, ha-ha, thank you, Lord. You've created the perfect open-water swimming environment for me. But, you know, in the midst of all of that, Joe and Maggie, his wife, went through a cancer scare, and they thought they were going to lose her. So there was always opportunities for Joe to say, why am I wasting my time with the community? I could be doing something for myself. But he doesn't. And actually, if you know Joe, he's involved in Christian Aid. He's involved in so many other things that is just giving. And, you know, that is inspiring, because you have to say, it's not about what he's getting out of it. So in Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, it says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Those first verses are right. If you've got a connection with God, if you've got a connection with a loving God, then what is the outflow of that? We're talking about being on a journey with friends to freedom. And that journey is us being about one heart and one mind and one connection going in the same direction. And these passages tell us how to do that journey. Because the Bible is always the wrong way around. Most of you, when you're here, and myself included here, we're on a journey to freedom with friends. The first thing we think is, great, I'm going to get free. It's me getting free, and other people are helping me getting free. Except that the Bible is always the other way around. And the question is, who are you getting free? Who are you helping to get free? And in a process of you giving, you will receive. So it says, do nothing, in verse 3, out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. That is a description of the two kingdoms, the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. One is a kingdom of selfish ambition or vain conceit. That word selfish ambition means mercenary. If you're doing stuff for what you can get out of it, and you're using others to get you there, then that is a description of that. But in humility, consider others better than yourself. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of humble service. It's basically saying, knowing what God has done for me, with my connection with him, now I can serve others. And as we've connected with God today, we can serve others. Each of you should not look only to his own interests, but to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same of Christ Jesus. And if we're talking about those who inspire us, and in this context, you know, if we're going to get inspired by Jesus, it has to be the whole package. A funny thing on Facebook, there was a little thing of Jesus, you know. Love your enemies. And then there's this little bubble. But what if they're Muslims? And then you see him underneath. I'll start again. You know, love everyone, you know, love everyone. And you see, sometimes we take the bits and pieces from Jesus. Oh, yeah, we like that bit, we like that bit, we like that bit. But it says here, your attitude should be the same as Jesus Christ. Verse 6, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That's the way it works. As we humble ourselves, as we serve others, as we go on this journey seeking freedom for others, God can exalt us. He can't exalt those who are exalting themselves, those who are telling everyone else how good they are. God opposes the proud, but he gives grace. He supports the humble. A connection with God will always lead you to a connection with other people. In the Message, it says it like this. Message verses. Have we got that one in verse 1-4? I had it on my phone, but I will. If you've gotten anything out of all of the out of following Christ, if His love has made any difference in your life, if being in the community of the Spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with each other, love each other, be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside. Help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. So, bit challenging this morning for us, but let's answer some of these questions. Who inspires you and why? Second question, do you understand the two kingdoms? Do you understand that there is a kingdom of me, where it's all about me, and a kingdom of us, where it's about others? And can you identify when you're in one or another? Sometimes that is a tricky one. We can see it in others, but maybe we can't see it in ourselves. And that's a starting point of this journey to understand, of staying and remaining connected and being in the kingdom of God. Is this about me? Or is this about others? Is this about people don't understand how busy I am and how fast I need to drive? Why don't they get out of my way so I can get where I'm going? That is the kingdom of me. You know, and it's so easy to drop into it. Is this journey about you or is it about others? And who can you connect with that will encourage you in this journey? This letter to the Philippians was sent from prison. And many of us, if we were sending a letter from prison to other people, would be saying, woe is me, I'm in prison, I shouldn't be here, I've been unjustly treated. But from the beginning end to the end of this book, it is about the joy of the Lord. At the end in chapter 4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say again, rejoice. This is someone who understands the amazing truth that a connection with God enables us to live a supernatural life to those around us. And that's what we want to be singly minded on. It's not, it is about this journey being about others. And in the process, it gives God a chance to exalt us. But it's a therefore, it's as a result of giving to others.